You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now we have Esther on the phone. Hello, Esther, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
So today you have released a brand new song, Tokolosh.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's been a busy year for you.
Yeah, it has been quite busy.
You released an album earlier in the year, My Design on Others' Lives.
Yeah.
You played at Afropunk in Paris.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome. Yeah, it was a great festival to play.
For those who might not know what Afropunk is, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's kind of started off as a movement and an online blog platform, and then grew into becoming kind of a celebration of African culture and African diaspora culture, so like African America and just everywhere in the world, and has since gone on to kind of program quite a few of the large acts, like Grace Jones played 1 year and D'Angelo played this year. And
because
it
doesn't just happen in Paris, does it? It happens in New York?
Yeah, it happens in New York, Atlanta, Johannesburg in South Africa.
So how did you get connected up to play at Afropunk?
Well, Afropunk has actually been kind of sharing my work since about 2014, when they were quite a lot smaller as a blog. And they kind of focused primarily on underground indie artists and have since become bigger and also do more commercial artists as well. So I've had a kind of long-standing relationship with Afropunk.
And you're just about to head back over to France, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I leave on Monday.
But in between all of this stuff happening, you've made this new song, Tokolosh, with Razor Beza.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it. And there's also an amazing video to go with it that was directed by Connor Pritchard and Dejan Eccles.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Connor was kind of the editor as well, so I filmed my parts in London, and Razor did his parts in his part of the video in Auckland. Yeah, and Connor brought it all together.
And how did you feel when you saw it finished for the first time?
Really, really happy. Mm. I really liked the video, and we kind of talked about concepts and approaches when we first started working together, and I said to Connor a couple of days ago that it was everything I could have dreamed of in terms of it. Mm. Yeah, just being what I imagined it could be.
So the song Tokolosh, it's actually based on it's an African myth about a mischievous water sprite, is that correct?
Yeah, so that's the South African version of the Tokolosh. And that's kind of the version that I think Razor might be most familiar with. Mm-hmm. For me, it was kind of a new concept because Razor actually spent time growing up in South Africa, as well as other countries within Africa. And I've been to Southern Africa, but the Tokolosh isn't something that I was scared of as a child, whereas it's still a very ominous, kind of freaky thing and very real for people over there. It's different. It's like next level of superstition. Yeah,
It's interesting because I find with your production often. Are you still producing using an MPC?
Yes, I am still using an MPC.
And your production is often quite bouncy, and then this has this really dark element as well, and it sort of plays off those two elements quite well. And it's very much a collaboration as well. Is it the first time you've produced for someone else? But it's your song featuring Razor Beza, but it is a real collab.
Yeah, it's absolutely a collab, and it is my first time producing a song for another artist. Mm. So it was a exercise, and I'm really glad that we did it, because I think we both learned something from it. Razor mentioned that he hadn't really done a lot of writing as left field as Tokolosh. Yeah. And for me, just working with someone else's voice. Razor's got an amazing voice, yeah. So it was really fun. And I mixed the song as well, so it was my first time mixing a song, and getting to kind of explore that was really, it was cool.
I think it's amazing. It's a great pairing. You two have come together really well with your different styles. Is the song part of a bigger release brewing there in the background?
It's a single at this point. Mm-hmm. It's just a standalone single. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we should have a listen to it. And if people want to go check out the video, where should they go? Where should we
send
them?
They should it's on YouTube, so just type in Estia Razor Beza, or it's on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Are you in Wellington at the moment?
Yes, I am.
How's the weather down there?
Oh, it's not bad, actually. It's pretty nice. It's a bit overcast, but it's pretty warm. Well, warm for Wellington.
Best of luck for your upcoming trip to France.
Thank you.
And, let's listen to Tokolosh.
Yes.
Don't you bite at my ankles, don't scratch at my thoughts, don't you itch at my skin. Don't make me uneasy, it's hard to stay focused, the conflict within. Cause my palms getting sweaty, it's like I ain't ready, I feel out of place. So I'm raising my bed, my pulse racing instead, and my thoughts start to race. Race, 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 race. Chest increases, it's like I'm receiving a test. I guess I now know what delirious is, what a serious mess. Might stay in my room, might just lie in my bed. Might live in my thoughts, might reside in my head. The dark or lost trying to find me again, why me again? Don't you bite at my ankles, don't scratch at my thoughts, don't you itch at my skin. Don't make me uneasy, it's hard to stay focused, the conflict within. Cause my palms getting sweaty, it's like I ain't ready, I feel out of place. So I'm raising my bed, my pulse racing instead, and my thoughts start to race. Race, race. One side of the fence, yeah. I'm leaving, I'm packing my things. I know now it's clear you're not one of my friends, yeah. I won't succumb to your voice now. I will not come when you call. I have no fear of the dark now. You don't control me at all.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.